AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. What does former Vice President Joe Biden think of President Trump?
He's genuinely a threat to our core values. And he's a threat to our standing in the world.
President Trump in reply.
Joe Biden is a dummy.
The two men are trading words back and forth. Biden is campaigning in Iowa. President Trump is in the state as well.
I hope his presence here will be a clarifying event because Iowa farmers have been crushed by his tariff war with China. And no one knows better than the folks in Iowa.
Before leaving for Iowa, the president said this.
Well, I heard Biden, who's a loser. I mean, look, Joe never got more than 1%, except Obama took him off the trash heap. And now it looks like he's failing. It looks like his friends from the left are going to overtake him pretty soon.
Also, before leaving the White House, the president said he received a beautiful letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un. He was asked about a nuclear deal.
I want to get it further advanced. In the meantime, no nuclear testing, no major missile testing, nothing like when I first got here. When I first got here, it was a bad mess.
The president was also asked about a report Kim's half-brother had traveled to Malaysia to meet his CIA contact before being assassinated there in 2017.
I wouldn't let that happen under my auspices.
The investigation has started into the crash of a helicopter on top of a New York skyscraper yesterday.
The location within the city and on top of a roof of a building is probably the biggest challenge.
Doug Blasey is with the National Transportation Safety Board. The pilot was killed. David Ortiz's wife says the former Red Sox star is stable, awake, and resting comfortably at Massachusetts General Hospital and is expected to remain there for several days. Ortiz had additional surgery today. He was shot at a bar in the Dominican Republic. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow lost 14 points. This is AP Radio News. Japan will try to help settle tensions in the Middle East.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's Wednesday trip is the highest level effort yet to de-escalate tensions between the U.S. and Iran, as the Islamic nation appears poised to break the 2015 nuclear deal it struck with world powers that America earlier abandoned. But it remains unclear if Abe will end up going home with any success. He's scheduled to meet with President Hassan Rouhani, a relative moderate within Iran's Shiite theocracy, as well as Iran's supreme leader. But already Tehran hardliners have begun dismissing the trip. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A child in Uganda has tested positive for Ebola in what is the first cross-border case of the deadly virus since an outbreak started in neighboring Congo last year. The patient is a 5-year-old Congolese boy. He's been isolated at a hospital in a district near the Congo border. This puts new pressure on the WHO to declare a global health emergency. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.